With closure looming, residents offer ideas for saving the Haines Forestry Office and meet the new teachers in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. About 20 Haines residents came out on Wednesday to show support at a public forum about the Haines Forestry Office. The local office and its one employee are at risk of becoming victims of the latest round of state budget cuts. Decades ago, the local forestry office here had 9 full-time employees. Now it's down to 1 part-timer. That lonely position might also soon be gone.
We're trying to come up with a plan for how we're going to manage the office here in Haines.
Chris Mache is the director of the Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry. He says the division had to axe nearly 30 staff positions in FY16 between the forest management side and the wildland fire side. Those cuts included both forester positions in Haines. But the division shifted some money around and was able to keep forester Greg Palmieri on for part of the year. That Band-Aid solution will carry over for this year and next, but Palmieri's hours will be cut even more. After that, the future of the local office is up in the air.
We're going to continue to manage the state forest, even if it's from afar. But our preference would be to try and figure out some way to keep a staff person here in Haines. The problem is, basically the only money we have is from other places in the division. So it's my management team and myself that have to come up with a mix of potential funding sources that would allow us to have a staff person here in Haines.
Mache and other division representatives, as well as officials from the U.S. Forest Service, were in Haines this week to scope out the state forest and chat with its users and borough officials. There are 6 forestry staff people in Ketchikan managing the 50,000-acre Southeast State Forest. By comparison, the Haines State Forest is more than 280,000 acres with 1 staff member. But the smaller forest produces about 80% of the division's revenue, Mache says. The money made off the Haines State Forest is less than 1% of the division's income. There's also a staff person in Juneau, where there is no state forest and therefore no revenue, but eliminating that position would be tough.
You know, it starts pitting different parts of the division against each other in terms of where do I take that money from? Because if I take it from Juneau and lay that individual off to fund this position, you know, that's the choice. And trying to transfer a position out of Juneau is next to impossible.
Mache says if the local office closes, that would happen in July 2018. The residents in attendance had plenty of questions and suggestions on the matter.
How would those small sales be managed remotely?
So how is it possible you can maintain anything if you don't have the person here in charge?
So maybe it's time to think outside the box. Maybe turn that land over to the borough of Haines and let the borough of Haines run the forest. It'd be the Haines Forest instead of the Haines State Forest.
That was Spencer Douthit, John Carlson, and Bill Kurz. Mache responded with examples of timber sales that are facilitated remotely in the interior and elsewhere around the state. He says someone could travel to Haines from Ketchikan or Juneau during the busier summer months. He also acknowledged that it's not the preferred method, but it is possible. Even though the common thread in the discussion came down to the demand for timber and the revenue, or lack thereof, coming out of Haines, Mache maintained that it's not all about the money.
It is very important for us to try and derive revenue from that asset. It's not purely what drives how we manage or why we manage state forests. It is for that multiple use aspect.
As for the borough taking over the forest, Mache says he has that suggestion on his list of ideas. But he added that means the borough would be on the hook for staffing and maintenance costs. Keeping one forester employed and the lights on in the office costs the state more than $120,000 annually. The majority of that is salary and benefits. In a release from the borough this week, officials said they offered to house the office and take on the costs of rent and utilities.
I mean, that's part of why we came here, is we want to try and explore where we can find partnerships and energy that will help us figure out how to do what the community wants to be done here. And I'm willing to work with you to try and do that, but I still have a bigger responsibility to my statewide program that I have to keep in mind.
So what if the office closes, but years down the line, the price of oil goes up and Alaska manages to get back on its feet? Mache says if that happens, local management would return to the Haines State Forest. He says Haines is a, quote, priority location. The Haines school year began this week with 2 new teachers. That's a much less noticeable turnover than last year when there were 10 new teachers and administrators starting out. Of the 2 new instructors this year, one is working with the youngest children and the other with the oldest students in the school. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
English doesn't have to be several dusty books.
Alex Van Wy is the new Haynes High School English teacher. He says there are two teachers who inspired him to follow this path.
One was a high school English teacher who didn't teach me, and that was my mom. But then I also had a great English teacher. His name was Paris Bouchong. When I went to a prep school in New Mexico. He was this really goofy guy. He was part of the International Sherlock Holmes Society.
Van Wy says he's more of a John Steinbeck fan than a Sir Arthur Conan Doyle aficionado. But he says that teacher translated his passion for literature into his classroom.
English and language arts in general give a great opportunity to better understand the world around us for ourselves and to express ourselves through our writing. And I think helping students to develop the skills to do that effectively and purposefully are noble goals and something that I hope to achieve.
Van Wy grew up in Kenny Lake, Alaska, and this is his first teaching job. He recently finished his master's in education at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He student taught at a school much bigger than Haynes, West Valley High in Fairbanks.
I think small towns are a really great opportunity, or they offer a great opportunity for students. You know, there's a lot more individualized learning. You get a better chance to know all of your students. I was working with 1,000 kids up in, or at a school with 1,000 kids up in Fairbanks, and you walk the halls and you don't know most students' names.
Haynes' other new teacher is coming from a school much smaller than this one.
I was in St. Mary's for the last 5 years teaching kindergarten.
Sarah Voss also taught in three other Alaska villages for 1 year each, Koyuk, Akiachak, and New Iqsit.
My husband and I, we really were kind of done with the village thing. We're kind of ready to get back to civilization, but we liked the small town feel of the village, and I think we had never been to Southeast before, so we thought we'd try that.
Voss says one of the biggest challenges she's dealt with so far in her teaching career is making room for things like art and music in school districts that are pushing to make kindergarten more academic.
In all the schools I've worked in so far, they're lower performing and the test scores are low, so there's just more and more push from the state like to do away with art and playtime and all the fun stuff that makes them want to come to school. So yeah, it's really sad. That was one of the hardest things, I think.
Voss says she's excited about the emphasis Haynes School places on the arts. She thinks one of her challenges here will be fitting an anticipated 23 students into the classroom. There was a large kindergarten class last year as well, and administration decided to move a few of the kindergartners into the first grade classroom. Voss says she's not sure whether that will happen again. Either way, Voss says she's excited to see her students grow.
Usually by the end, they're reading to me instead of me reading to them. It's just a huge, huge difference.
Kindergarten and first grade start school on Monday. Other grades kicked off the year this week. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.
Haynes' new superintendent, Tony Habra, attended his first school board meeting earlier this month. At the meeting, Habra petitioned the board to approve an approximately $6,000 superintendent mentorship program. Habra said as a first-year Alaska superintendent, the program would help him strengthen his network in the state.
I have had mentors in the past or executive coaches in the past. It's a very valuable service in terms of having somebody to bounce ideas off of and ask me questions about what I've thought of.
The program is sponsored by the Alaska Superintendents Association and includes weekly phone calls and in-person meetings with a seasoned superintendent in the state. But some on the school board balked at the expense. Here's Sarah Swinton.
I can see where this would probably be valuable to you, Tony, but I also see that that's a huge expense to the district. And I am thinking that we're already putting an extra amount out there just in going over what we paid our last superintendents. I'm a little nervous about spending this year.
Habra's salary is $113,000. His contract also included an extended transition period for him to learn from interim superintendent Rich Carlson and travel to state education conferences. School board member Sarah Chapel pointed out that the board has talked about the importance of supporting the new superintendent.
I think it's a good idea to front load the this kind of expense in the superintendent's first year to make sure that we give him the resources he needs.
But board members wonder if there was a way to have some sort of mentorship program without such a large expense. The board tabled a discussion to revisit at a later date. The next school board meeting is set for September 3rd. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.